Hello?
Hi, this is Mary from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Let me ask you, are you registered to vote in North Carolina? Hello?
Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Opinion Research. We are just trying to get
Okay.
a little bit of information from your area. So are you
Okay.
registered to vote in North Carolina?
I am.
Okay. All right. Would you mind to share with me what is your year or of your birth?
I'm an old lady, baby. I'm 71 years old. I was born in 1953.
Okay. Thank you very much. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish
No,
origin?
no,
No.
no. I'm an
Okay.
African American.
Okay, perfect. Actually, that's my following question. So what is your race? And yeah, we do have that option. So thank you very much. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? I have the following options. 12th grade or below?
No, actually, I'm in college right now. I'm in my first
Okay.
year of college.
Okay.
Again, I have some college already, but I'm completing my venture now.
Okay. All right. Well, that's really good to hear. Okay. Now we have a couple more questions to continue. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means you just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all.
Well, in this current climate, I feel like my vote has the rate of 10.
Okay, so from 0 to 10, what number would you give?
10.
10. Okay, perfect. Thank you very much for that answer. Okay, thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
You know, that's an interesting question. About 2 or 3 days ago, I would have had a different answer. But now I have hope. Please read the question again.
Yes, of course. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm somewhat satisfied.
Thank you. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. The first organization that we have is the Democratic Party. How do you feel with them from 0
Very
to 10?
warmly, attend very warmly.
Okay. All right. Attorney General Josh Stein.
Warmly.
Okay. From 0 to 10, what number would you give him?
10.
10. Okay. The Republican Party.
Zero.
Okay. J.D. Vance.
Very double zero.
Okay. Donald Trump.
Oh, 2 zeros and plus a million. Zero.
Okay, thank you. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
His Kennedy name gets a one for me.
Okay, what number would you give him?
A one.
From 0 to 10?
Is 1 an option?
Yes.
Then I will give him a 1.
Okay. 1, just remember, 0 is very cold and unfavorable, and the following 1 is 1.
Oh, well, let's go back to 0.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
For clarity.
Okay. And Joe Biden?
20, if you got it.
Sorry, you broke up a bit. What grade would you give him?
A 10.
A 10. Okay. Thank you very much. And the last one is Kamala Harris.
10.
Okay, thank you. Next question. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, from whom would you vote? Would you like me to read the options?
Kamala Harris.
Okay.
Kamala Harris.
Okay, thank you. Now, again, I know it is a long way off with the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress. If the elections were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
The Democratic candidate.
Thank you. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Statement B, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. Statement A, voting in the upcoming 2024 election is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life.
The last option you just said was, read that again, please.
Yes, of course. Both of them or just the last one?
The last one, please.
Okay. Voting in the upcoming 2024 election is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life.
That one.
Okay. And about this one, you can state that you feel somewhat more closer or much more closer.
When you say closer, what do you mean?
Closer
you
to your opinion.
You think I feel closer?
How do you feel about this statement? If this is closer to what you think, if it is somewhat closer or much more closer to what you believe?
Okay, so you're asking if the candidate is close to my opinion. Is that why I made that decision? Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah, I mean, first you have to choose to which statement you feel more related to, and then how much related you feel to that statement.
Oh, okay, now I understand. Okay. The opinion that I shared with you, I feel very closely to that opinion.
Okay. Perfect. All right, now, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? There are three of them. I will read it right now. First one, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. The second one is, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. And third one, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future.
The
Which
last
one,
one
would you choose? The last one, okay.
The very last one you read.
Yeah.
Okay. It does not work, but it can in the future.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Now, in general,
You're welcome.
You feel positive or negative about each of the following items that I will mention? The first one, the future of the planet. How do you feel, positive or negative?
Positive. Oh, hold on a minute.
Okay, yeah.
Hello? Hey, girl, hold on 1 minute. Don't go nowhere. Are you almost finished, young lady?
We're about a half of the way, but we can speed up as much as you need. It's just a couple of extra minutes.
Okay, go ahead and let's finish because I have a call that I need to answer.
So how do you feel about the future of the planet, positive or negative?
Positive.
About the future of the country?
Positive.
And about your own future?
Positive.
Okay, thank you. Okay, from your most recent voting experience in November 2022, would you say that voting is getting harder or easy for you? Or has it been about the same?
About the same.
About the same, okay. Thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two.
There are no reasons. There are no reasons. There are no reasons. That's not an option. All I can tell you, there are no reasons that I'm not going to vote, excluding death or inability.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you. All right. Let me go to the next one. Who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? You can select all that apply. I will read the options. Racist politicians, all politicians, Republicans, Democrats, or none of the above.
Racist politicians.
Okay. Below, this is a long question, but I will try to do it fast as I can. Below it is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how much do you believe that each threat could happen in this country, from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that this threat is near certainty to happen, 5 means you're not sure, and 0, you believe that this threat will not happen. So the first threat is having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that only the right type of voters go get to vote.
And 10 means what again?
10 is that you are certain that this will happen. And 10, that is not likely to happen.
I'll say 10.
10. You consider that this is certain that it could happen, right?
Yes.
Okay. The other threat, allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns. 0 to 10.
10.
Recruiting the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters.
10.
Creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives.
10.
Sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors.
10.
Arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food or water to voters standing in long lines to vote.
10.
Giving the president the power to deploy the military against the protesters at any demonstration against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech.
10.
Increasing political violence in response to American elections.
10.
Preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. How big of a problem is racial discrimination in your life today? Big problem? Somewhat of a problem?
10.
Here we have four options. There are big problem, of a problem, small problem, or not a problem.
Big problem.
Okay. Have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years? Yes, personally experienced? Or yes, someone know?
Yes.
Someone?
Both, actually.
Both. Okay. Okay, thank you. Below are some statements. This is kind of a love question as well.
Baby, are we almost at the end? Let me ask. Are we almost at the end?
Yeah.
I hope we are.
We are about 2 or 3 minutes to end this.
I tell you what, babe, you have to call me back because I'm going to have to take this call.
Okay.
But I've tried to answer every question I could, but you can call me back.
What about, give me two or three minutes the most, and we will finish.
Okay, let's go, babe, because I've got, okay, let's do it now. We got to get,
call me back.
I'll call you back, sugar. Okay, let's okay. Finish this, young lady.
Okay, thank you. Okay, below are some statements that Democrats have made about Republicans. On a scale 0 to 10, please indicate how concerned you are about this statement. Where 10 means you're extremely concerned about the statement, 5 means that you are neither concerned or unconcerned about the statement, and 0 means that you are not at all concerned about the statement. You may select a number from 0 to 10. The first statement, MAGA Republicans are working diligently to suppress the votes of 10,000s of Americans, sometimes by illegal intimidating practices. 0 to 10.
10.
MAGA Republicans are trying to silence our voices because they've been seen what our collective power can achieve, like how we have organized in unions to win higher wages against wealthy corporations. 0 to 10.
10, babe.
When we come together and vote, we can choose leaders who will work to raise our wages and crack down on wealthy corporations who are price gouging and driving up the cost of living. 0 to 10. Would you like me to read that again?
Ask me that question one more time.
Yes. When we come together and vote, we can choose leaders who will work to raise our wages and crack down on wealthy corporations who are price gouging and driving up the cost of living.
And 10 means I agree with that?
10 is that you're extremely concerned about it, and 0 is that you are not concerned.
10.
Okay. Now, nearly 60 years after the passage of the Civil Rights Act, racist MAGA politicians want to roll back our freedom to vote and pick their own voters. 0 is that you are not concerned about this, and 10 that you are extremely concerned about this.
I'm extremely concerned.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay, this is another question. Here it is a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. Which of one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make changes on the issues that you care about the most? You may select up to 2 options. I will read the options now. Boycotting a company, signing petitions, marching in a protest, engaging in direct action like attending sit-ins or occupying buildings, voting in federal elections such as president or U.S. Congress, voting in state or local elections such as governor or mayor, donating to political campaigns or organizations, calling, writing, emailing local politicians, talking to friends and family about politics, volunteering for local organizations in my community. Which of these lists
that I just read? Which one of those I think would be more effective?
Yeah.
Which one of those options? I think volunteering.
Volunteering? Yeah. Is there another one that you would like to collect or just one?
Go through them again because I'm doing 2 things at one time.
Don't worry.
Volunteering is one.
Talking to friends and family about politics, calling, writing, emailing
that
local
one, check that one.
To friends. Okay. Okay, perfect. Those 2. All right, thank you. Now, another question. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power and 5 means just some power and 0 means your vote has no power at all.
10.
10. Okay. One last time. If the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom will you vote? Would you like
Kamala
to read
Harris.
Out? Okay.
No, politics, Kamala Harris.
Okay, thank you.
There is no other choice for me.
It's okay. Don't worry. Don't worry. I just ask because sometimes people like to hear what
I thought you got a script. I've done customer service before. I'm 71 years old, so I know you have a job to do. So please move forward, baby. So, no problem.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
I'm a Democrat, sweetie.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Very strong Democrat. Yeah.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I would say that I am, I'm somewhere between moderate and very liberal. I'm gonna go with the somewhat liberal.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your answer. Are you or have you ever been a member of a union?
No.
No. Do you currently own your home, rent, or
yes.
live with a family member or
own.
A friend? Own.
Own.
Okay.
Own.
Okay. Thank you. Were you born in the United States or in another country?
United States.
Okay. Were your parents born in the United States or another country?
United States.
Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? The options are Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, and did not vote.
I voted for Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following best describe your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, student?
I am disabled.
Disabled, okay. All right. This is a tricky one, but last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it, and I will read the amount that I have over here, okay? So the first one is less than $24,999. That's the first one. The second one is between $25,000 to $34,999. The third one is $35,000 to $45,999. Then $45,000 to
$54,999. Okay. We can stop right there.
Yeah.
I think it was about $33,000. So wherever that falls in, you can throw it there.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And actually, this concludes our survey. So thank you very much for your participation and your time.
Yes, it was a long haul, but thank you, young lady. And you have a blessed evening.
You too. Thank you. Thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Yes. You're welcome, young lady. Goodbye.
Goodbye.